This is Listen Likely, the show that keeps you up to date on all things happening in and around the Lakeland area. Here's your chance to plan your family activities and learn more about what your city government and your neighbors are doing to make Lakeland a great place to live, work, and play.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the September edition of the Listen Lakeland radio show. Today I'm your host, Ashley Troutman, with Lakeland Vision. Today's show will feature the new president of Polk State College, Dr. Angela Falconetti, and also the chief academic officer of Polk County Public Schools, the associate superintendent, Dr. Michael Akes. First up, we have Dr. Angela Falconetti, the new president, again, of Polk State College. We're so glad to have you this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here, Ashley, especially with you, and just to be here and have the listeners of Lakeland tune in to what is so special about our college.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a shameless plug here, Dr. Falconetti, I'm a proud graduate of Polk State College.
I happen to know. I'm so proud of you.
So thank you so much for your leadership so far at the school, and we are excited for what you all have in line for us and in store for us for the coming generations of students, first-generation college students like myself that can embark on dreams and hopes and all kinds of things as that springboard of Polk State College. So again, thank you for being here, and we are excited to have you here today. Dr. Falconetti,
yes,
if you could, tell me a little bit about a brief segment about your background, your upbringing, and just your why as far as the reason why you have gotten involved in education. Why is that your passion?
Well, first of all, thanks for the question, because there couldn't be a more relevant question to why I'm here in Polk County today, serving in the role as president. Well, first, to talk about my background. My parents are Cuban immigrants, and they met as adults in Jacksonville, Florida. Wow. I was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida, and English is my second language. Hmm. So I came from a familial background in which my family didn't have the means at the onset to really pay for much of what we had just to do to survive as a family. And so I saw how the power of education transformed my family and brought us to an excellent place where we were able to have the funds that we needed to really succeed.
Wow.
So that power of education was the foundation of why I have decided to dedicate my career, bringing me to this point as president, which is really to provide the opportunities for students to have an affordable, accessible education. But, you know, the door of opportunity opened for my family. It opened for me. I have moved around the country. I've lived in, of course, Florida, my home state. Mm-hmm, love mm-hmm. my home state. Love Polk County, my
Sunshine
home now.
State.
Just want to say that. That's right. Would you call me Sunshine?
Well, you do bring a lot of sunshine when you come in the door.
Absolutely. I'm just teasing. I do view Polk State College, though, as the sunshine of this area. Though we have a lot of sunshine in many areas because we have such a phenomenal college. But have moved to Texas, Washington, D.C. I worked for the first Deputy Assistant Secretary for Community Colleges at the national level, pursued two postdoctoral fellowships, and have worked in numerous administrative positions, and now in three states in the District of Columbia, all to bring me to this point. To the point in which I want to invest long-term in this community for the betterment of our students, which will then in turn mean that we'll have great graduates like you, Ashley, who will positively impact the local workforce. You know, 80% of our students stay here.
Wow.
After they graduate, and they work here in Polk County.
Wow.
And for those who go afar, our responsibility is to educate them as best as possible so they can contribute as great citizens like you. So thanks for asking the question, because I am driven by just a fundamental passion to want to help. To want to help our students. And I know that they can succeed. And we have the services and resources available for them to succeed. So my general statement to the students is, just make sure you reach out to us, because
Absolutely.
We have the services. We can get you there. Mm. And so, as you know, our slogan, our motto is, we are Polk. Mm. And so we are. We're a
Love
family.
It.
We are have six centers, campuses all together. And Lakeland is a very special place for us. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, again, thank you for being here again. Dr. Falconetti, could you share with us how your transition has gone so far following Dr. Holden? I know it can be, following someone that did such a great job can be daunting, but you seem to be wearing that, fitting in those shoes quite well, and and just recreating and putting your own spin on things over there at Polk State College. But just tell us a little bit about the transition, what's going well, what hasn't gone well, and what do you think is your vision for the college now?
Well, I'll tell you what, following someone like Dr. Holden, who's just transformed the institution with the team she had in place and the District Board of Trustees, I knew I was coming into an institution that was solid. Mm-hmm. I mean, a phenomenal institution. And I couldn't be more proud than to follow someone who was so strong for 11 years serving the institution and providing such stability for the institution and for the county and serving the county well. So I just view the potential to be limitless for the college. Mm-hmm. The growth of the county, the growth of Lakeland, for example, is reflected in our Lakeland campus. That's what I perceive. Mm. You know, it used to be that the Winter Haven campus had more students than the Lakeland campus. And now those are our two main campuses, as mm-hmm. you know, and we mm-hmm. have centers, four centers. Now the Lakeland campus has a higher enrollment than the Winter Haven campus. So there's just the potential is limitless. As the area grows, the college grows. As the college grows, the area grows. You know, it's the old adage about economic development. What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yes.
And really, we're here to respond to the community's needs. And that's what's so phenomenal about our college in the future, is that there is limitless potential for growth in everything we do, specifically our short-term training programs that students can complete in a shorter time frame and test for a national certification. So our corporate college, for example, the mm-hmm. programs that are offered at our Advanced Technology Center at Clear mm-hmm. Springs, phenomenal offerings. Those offerings are going to continue to be expanded. Healthcare continues to boom. That's another area that will continue to be expanded. And, you know, we have a great potential in Haines City to begin to further strengthen our relationship with Haines City. In particular, I mention that because we want to further our relationship with Lakeland and actually the whole footprint, as you mentioned, of Polk
Absolutely.
County. But we happen to have some property over there, and
sure.
that's not an area in which we have a site yet. So potential is limitless, having a solid foundation from which to build upon. And then I want to add, we have a phenomenal District Board of Trustees who has been dedicated for years. Many of them are distinguished alums, and a phenomenal foundation board of directors that is behind our institution and the community wrapping their arms. We are the community's college, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we are. We
Absolutely.
Are the people's college. So
Absolutely.
We're your college.
Absolutely.
And we love every part of Polk County. We love Lakeland.
Absolutely. Dr. Falconetti, could you share with us, as you mentioned earlier, you're here to serve the community needs from a professional college standpoint. What are some of the new initiatives or the things that you look to continue as president of Polk State College that will allow the community needs to be met? What are we doing to help increase the median household income in the area? What are we doing to boost up the number of college graduates that we have in an area? What are those things that you're excited about that we're already doing or that you hope to be able to do to help make changes in those areas?
Well, I believe the best way to impact those factors that you mentioned is to ensure that that students complete, they have the best opportunities possible. And if they don't complete, that they're transferring to a phenomenal higher education institution, or that they stop out for a semester and come back. But education has the power to transform lives. And so the best thing that we can do as an institution, yes, is to tailor our programs to make sure that we're meeting local workforce needs. Mm-hmm. Sure. But the best thing we can do along with those programs, that should be understood. That's something that I expect our institution to do very well. But even more importantly, I expect our institution to ensure that the students who are graduating are going to impact this local community in a very positive way, and that they get there and they complete. So when we talk about economic development as a whole, the best thing our college can do for this community is to make sure that our students have the skills, and not only the technical skills, but the soft skills to impact the area positively and to be viable members of the local workforce. And so they have an opportunity to help raise their family income level, to bring some of our students that we know that are homeless right out of poverty and into the workplace, and to have meaningful employment that they love.
Mm.
You know very well, when you're passionate about something, you know you're going to be very successful in it. So that's what I say to the students. Be passionate about what you're doing, because when you're done, you'll be that much more successful.
Sure.
The other thing we're really working on, too, is to make sure that they have pathways. So if they complete, for example, an RN degree with us, that they can come complete the BSN. So there's a path.
Mm-hmm.
There's a path that they can pursue and come back and get another credential.
Hmm.
We're trying to map that out for them. So one of our great successes last year was With the legislative session, our district board of trustees and many community members, like our local chambers, rallied around the college and helped ask for $500,000.
Absolutely.
It was great to lessen the advisor to student ratio. We have posted currently about 6 advisor positions. Student success advisors is what they're called, to help our students get through. So we want them to have those meaningful conversations, not have to take credits over again, not feel like they're alone, and have someone outside of the classroom that they really can associate themselves with the right information to get them to complete. Mm. And if they're having life issues, which all of us have issues with life presents itself.
Every day.
We get them back on track. That's our goal. That's our goal.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I was part of that, part of some of those conversations at the local chamber, being on the board of directors for the Lakeland Chamber. We knew how important that was to get done. Every year, there's past few years, I don't know what it's been, but we've had some legislative leaders that have not been very favorable or kind towards our state college system. And so you can always know that you have a friend in our local business community for what Polk State College represents, because there's so many that have gone through those doors, and they know how impactful that experience was for them personally. So I think we'll never have a problem with that in the future.
Well, it's wonderful. I believe very much, in our local chambers. And I do want to say, in my first year through this legislative session as president, our local delegation was wonderful. They were very supportive of our college. So I give a shout out to them for their support this year, because we were one of 7 of the 28 state colleges to receive our own funding outside of the Florida College System's request. And we were one of 4 to receive reoccurring funding. So that's in our base, and we'll have that funding for those positions to lessen that ratio and make sure our students have more people that they can speak to about their career paths.
Wonderful. What makes Polk State College so special? Why should they be excited? Why should they not consider it as a second option, but maybe even a first option when it's time for their students to go to college?
Well, I really believe that we should be a first choice for everyone. I know my colleagues, my counterparts in higher education, would probably say the same about the institutions mm-hmm. that they're at the helm for. But I believe that because I have worked in university work. I've worked in D.C. at the policy level. I've worked for a national survey company for community college student engagement. And I really believe that we at Polk State, meaning the state college system, but we at Polk State here in Polk County, are extremely unique, because our demographic profile is as such, on average, that they need support. Mm-hmm. And they need the opportunity, as I mentioned earlier, to have the doors opened for them. They can come to us. Know what? We don't turn anyone away. We may not accept some students to the nursing program or a couple of our programs because they have specific requirements, but everybody has the opportunity to pursue a higher level of education with us. And I've seen our students. Mm-hmm. I know our students. I talk to many of them about their challenges and their struggles, and then I speak with our student service representatives and our faculty, and we have students whose lives are being transformed. Mm. I mentioned before, students that are homeless, students that can just come to us and pay for their full education, students that may be working, students that are single parents with 4 children, 3 children, and again, they have life. And so to come to us and get the education that they need to better themselves, mm-hmm. we're doing it. We're transforming the lives. With great faculty and staff helping us get there, and great people like you in the community to help us.
Wow. How can you not be excited and passionate about
that? I am. Can you tell?
Absolutely. How can you not be? For those that are out there listening, if you didn't hear earlier, Dr. Falconetti was a first-generational college graduate in her family, as far as United States education was
Correct.
Concerned. English was her second language, and she has ascended to the heights of managing the billions of dollars of budget for a local community college, a local state college. So if there are children out there listening, I want them to be encouraged that whatever you are dealing with and going through, that you can push through it, and you too can achieve great heights in your lives as well.
I think it was Winston Churchill that said, never, 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 never give up.
Absolutely.
I believe that.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Falconetti, I again want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your story with us, and thank you for sharing your passion for Polk State College and the work that you're doing there. Thank you.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
This is Listen Lakeland, the show that keeps you up to date on all things happening in and around the Lakeland area.
If you are just...
And welcome back, listeners of Listen Lakeland. My next in-studio guest, here from the District Office of the Polk County Public Schools School Board, is Dr. Michael Akes, who is the Chief Academic Officer of our local public school district. Dr. Akes, welcome this morning. Glad that you are here. Glad that you are excited to be here. I think you're excited to be here, at least.
I am. I always welcome the opportunity to talk about what we have going on in Polk County with our school district. So anytime I can slow down and take the time to really showboat some of those things, I think it's a good opportunity.
Dr. Akes, how long have you been with the district?
This is really my third school year. I came in halfway through 2 years ago, full school year last year, and then starting my third one with the Polk County School District.
All right. And as the Chief Academic Officer, can you tell us a little bit about your role and what that entails on a day-to-day basis?
Yes. My role is really looking at, when you think about teaching and learning, you got some main attributes that you look at. One is the standards. So one of my responsibilities is to ensure that we are teaching the standards. Two would be the curriculum that we use, ensuring that it meets those state standards and that it's accessible and ready to go for our teachers and our students. The third thing would be whenever you're looking within teaching and learning, there are aspects where, like, you may have subgroups of students that we look at. So I'm also working with our students with disabilities and our ESOL students. So that all falls up under me. And also now we've made some changes in the cabinet and career and technical falls up under me now. There's several other things, professional development, assessment and accountability, a lot of departments that fall within that. But those are the main areas that I work with.
One of the challenges often that we hear as community leaders in our community is that our educational system, if you will, deters professional families that are moving into the area to then seek housing or seek employment outside of the county. Could you dispel some of that for us today?
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of what I was alluding to a while ago, Ashley, is that the when we're talking about economic development, the first thing that whenever you're trying to attract a high-wage, high-demand company in here, they're going to look at your school district. They're going to look at the grade of that school district. And, you know, when you've got the same letter grade as your neighboring districts, whether it's Hillsborough, Osceola, Orange, Lake, you know, you're saying, hey, take a look at us. You need to revisit this situation. When we're talking about the schools here in Lakeland, we have some really great schools all the way from elementary all the way to the high schools that are here that will compete not only at the state level but nationally. And really, that's where we're getting ready to go. In other words, when people are just looking at that short-term grade, we're looking at the long-term goal now, being able to compete really on a national and world level. And by what do I mean by that? Well, there's some things in place that we will start working with. And we have a lot of already community organizations that are doing this. Early childhood education, it's K-1 and 2, and before that, pre-K, is something that we have to work on. We have to strengthen. I think that when we look at from 0 to 8, having that student ready to read when they walk into kindergarten, that's a game changer. Mm. That's where you're going to see a lot of focus on. I tell my principals all the time, I tell my staff all the time, give me 65%, 70% reading proficiency at third grade, I will give you an A district. And I'm committed to that. Our staff is committed to that. We truly believe that we'll be able to do that. Why is that significant? Again, whenever you are attracting a high-wage, high-demand job into this area, you need to have a world-class education system, and that's where we're going. We're truly committed to that, and we understand the significance of it. So that A is not just for, you know, the school board, or not just the superintendent loves it. It's for that business owner that's out there. Mm-hmm. It's for that bank that's out there that's trying to get that business. It's for those chamber of commerce that have been saying, hey, step up to the plate and help us. And what the school board and the superintendent has done, they said, we're delivering. And not only we're delivering on that B, we're going to deliver on that A, and we're committed to it.
That's awesome. That is awesome. You mentioned a few moments ago about having the students that read at a very high proficiency when they enter into the to the schools.
Right.
Obviously, as a school board professional, a school public school professional, you have no control over the students that are coming into the door. So, how can the community come alongside you in accomplishing that goal of being an A district and having proficient readers when they enter the door? How can we be involved in that process?
Right. I think that whenever we're looking at Polk County, we're looking at the Lakeland, Bartow, wherever area, Winter Haven, it doesn't really matter. One of the things you feel and know real quick, and that's one of the things I really love about this community, is that they're committed. They understand the significance of students being ready to go into school. And I know that whenever we're looking at some of the things we have going on, we want to make sure that we have books in the homes of all of our families. I think that's something that we've lost over time. We have the impression that a digital device will take that the place of that. And there's no replacement for the book in the hands of the grandparent or the parent or the aunt and uncle. And sitting down, you know, they say, when do you start reading to your child? From day one. You know, whenever you have the opportunity and are sitting there reading them to bed, that's when literacy and the love for learning is started. And we got to get back about that for our community. So making sure we get the hands in the books in the hands of our little ones. And you know, a lot of times when we're talking about reading, we often talk about, you know, working with our churches, making sure that anything we have going on with youth group, are we making sure that we're reading in there? Are we responding to writing in there? I think that that's a missed opportunity. You know, I think that whenever you have community and community organizations, that's the one piece that we can all work and pull on together. Let's make sure that our students are reading and are ready to go to kindergarten ready. You know,
that's awesome. That is awesome. Dr. Eggs, could you tell us a little bit more about any new initiatives or any new campaigns that the district is running from a curriculum standpoint that will help speed up that grade level attainment, help to communicate to the business community the effectiveness of your pursuits that you're accomplishing? What are you guys working on over there?
Well, one of the things that if you're around the superintendent very long, you'll learn real quick that we do not believe there's quick fixes. You know, we think that there are systemic fixes. We're not looking for quick wins. What I liken it to is the old Green Bay Packers sweep. You know, I tell people all the time, I could take kindergarten and first grade teachers that were in the classroom 20 years ago, and they could come in today, and we'd have a hard time keeping up with them. It's just old-fashioned teaching, you know, at that level. Teaching a student how to read and write, and we're really reaffirming some of those math primary skills there. And I think that that's one of the things, again, that we'll be looking at. As we go forward, you know, what will start to happen is that we have some great academies here within our school district. We have some in the Lakeland area. And what we want to assure of is it's a little bit of a shift. We're a firm believer that not every student has to go to college. What we are believing in is that every student ought to be looking at a career. It's a total shift in the vocabulary. Because a lot of times when you're talking to a student, it's, are you going to college? Oh, well, maybe we'll do something else. Really, it's what career do you want to be involved with, and what is that pathway to attain that career? And I think that whenever we look around the community, it's those high-wage, high-demand jobs that are coming in. And a lot of those are technical trades, and those are the things we want to ensure that we're matching the skills within our academies to feed into our business community. We don't want our students walking across the stage, getting a diploma, and then walking into a job that just pays minimum wage. We want that student to have a leg up with an industry certification. We also want them to understand that there's a pathway. You know, that take the construction industry that we're working with now on building some of our academies. We want the student to understand that we're not talking about you joining the labor force and that you're joining it just to come in as a laborer. We want them to understand when you go into the construction industry, yeah, you can start off swinging a hammer, But do you realize that you can go on to get industry certifications? You can become an electrician. You can go on to be an electrical engineer. They got degrees in job management. You know, these guys make six figures easy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it may be starting with the hammer, but there are so many opportunities out there. But we look at what the community needs, and we drive the academies with the needs of our communities, but also the jobs of tomorrow. And I think that that's a shift to me. I think that, you know, go try to hire an electrician. Go try to hire a plumber to come into your house. Mm-hmm. You know, you're knocking out the same as what you try to when you sit down and talk to a lawyer about something. And I think reaffirming as a country, you know what? There's a lot of merit to being a skills tradesman, somebody who welds, somebody who works on cars. I think that, you know, we got to get out of this business that, you know, the only way you're going to make it is to go to college, and then you don't have a view of where you're going with that degree. I think a reaffirmation of that is really key, and I think Polk is doing that with the academies. You know, the discussion should start with, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then let's talk about how we can help you get there.
From a global perspective, I know a lot of people make a big deal about technology in classrooms and things of that such. Where are we in the district on that, in our Lakeland schools and our county schools? I know that the city of Lakeland has partnered with the district in some facets to bring in the underground fiber optics to the schools to make them more connected to technology. Where are we in that type of a movement?
So we really work toward making sure that we keep our computers refreshed. You know, we try to look at that computer teacher ratio, computer student ratio at each school. And I think that that fiber project you're talking about, man, that's so, that, to me, that's just, that. To me, the work that's gone on with that, the work between the municipalities, you know, nobody else is pulling that off like Polk County is. I think that's what's unique about it. It is mission critical, because for us to compete, we got to make sure that the outlying schools have that connectivity. We do have some programs that are pretty neat instructionally that we use. But again, those are supplemental programs. I think whenever you talk about computer programming, you know, we got a lot of that going on and working with our kids and making sure that we're starting to get that down in middle school and even elementary. But those are some facets that we do, you know, within the different pathways. You know, we want to make sure that when our student steps out of our schools, that they can compete with any student in this nation or even in the world-class situation, whether it's the student being able to build a robot, whether a student's being able to do a technical procedure on a car. We want our students to be hooked up and ready to go with that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. But Dr. Aix, it sounds like you and your team and the superintendent and our board and then all our instructional staff is just doing a phenomenal job in our district right now. And we wish you the best in your continued momentum in achieving that A grade. I believe we can do it as a community, as a whole. And we're glad that you are a part of this. And we hope to have you around for a little bit longer as well. Mm-hmm.
I'm committed to being here. We've got some really good things going on. I know that a lot of the community is buzzing about things coming up, like the half-cent sales tax we have going on. That's really just a renewal of a tax that we have going on. Those things are mission critical to continuing to move our school forward because that half-cent sales tax will allow the school district to build schools where we need them. It will allow us to do those safety, you know, improvements. Also allow us to upgrade some of our technology pieces throughout the district. But, you know, really this district, you know, yeah, it's 105,000 kids. We cover 2,000 square miles. But really the way we do it is one student at a time, one teacher at a time, and one parent at a time. So we got a great superintendent that we work with and a great school board. So I plan on being here for a long time.
Wonderful. That is awesome. If you're listening out there and you have a student, grandkid or a future student in school, you can trust them with the Polk County School District. You heard it here from Dr. Aix. We're moving forward, we're moving up and moving beyond, and we're excited to be a part of it. Thank you again for being here this morning, Dr. Aix.
Thank you.
Listen Lakeland is brought to you as a collaborative project between Lakeland Vision, the City of Lakeland, and Hall Communications, truly a community working together to provide an exceptional quality of life.